Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall commence our study for tonight. So we sing hymn 356. 356. Faith is the victory.
Thank you. tools.
Thank God we can continue to study the words of God over here. How many of you are still struggling with your jet lag and feel tiresome? Please raise your hand. Jet lag, tiresome, struggling? Okay. How many of you still feel, how many of you feel like NYTS is a hell? Raise your hand. No one yet? Oh, okay. Usually your first 2 days, people might feel like it is hell because cannot get used to long time prayer. But if you truly use your heart to pursue, after third or fourth days, you will really feel like it is heaven come true in your life. Okay, quiz. Let me point to a name and call. Edwin. Oh, Edwin is not here. Rebecca Du. What is the theme, Rebecca Du? Rebecca. Where's Rebecca? Okay. What is the themes of 1 Timothy? Okay. How to conduct yourself in the house of God. And first chapter, Paul encouraged Timothy to be careful about the wrong doctrines. The most important thing to talk about in the church is love. Okay, so Peter Chu, CHIU. So where does love come from? Where is love from? Yes. Pure heart and clear conscience, sincere faith. How do you know that without faith, a person cannot have a clear conscience? How do you know that? How are we so sure that without faith, a person's conscience will not be clear? Let me point to a name. Shang Chen. Shang Chen. Shang here? Yeah, so many Shangs, yes. Shang, how do you know that without faith, one cannot truly have a clear conscience? Huh? Oh, I'm asking Sean. It's a quiz right now. Sorry, Tran. I know you don't answer. I'm sorry I did not teach this, so it's okay if you cannot answer it. It's only homework. Okay, that's very good. But to be more specific, huh? Let's turn to Hebrew. Oh, by the way, all your homework answer is in the notes. If you read the notes, you shall know the answers, right? Hebrew chapter 9, Hebrew chapter 9, verse 14. Catherine, please read. Hebrew chapter 9, verse 14, please read. Christ by his forever spirit. He offered himself without blemish to the Lord. His blood can cleanse your conscience. What does it mean? Like, before I got baptized, right? Actually, maybe a person will feel like, oh man, I did so many wrong things in my life. I lie, I cheat, I kill people, I hate people. Like, a lot of time, I feel like I cannot fall asleep at night time, right? But tonight, I'm going to be baptized. I know that the blood of Jesus Christ can truly wash away my sin. And he died for me. I deserve death, but a person whose name is Jesus, he died for me. And then I received his blood, and then my sin was washed away. Therefore, I don't feel guilty anymore. I can be as free as a bird, like many people testify after they came up from the water baptism. They feel so weightless, feel so light, like a bird, like a feather. Huh? Their conscience becomes so free. So without faith, without the blood of Jesus Christ, it is impossible for one to have a clear conscience. So where is love from? Love is from really yourself, very pure motivation, pure heart. And then on the way to do it, something, clear conscience. But your conscience could be numb, right? Therefore, faith got to kick in. Faith should be the guide when we talk about love. And conscience can only be cleansed because you have faith, because you believe in Jesus. Otherwise, how can one truly can forgive about himself concerning his own iniquities? It is impossible, right? That is the answer to your homework. And actually, I believe many of you know how to do this one. Now, we're going to do the following topic. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1. Then Paul started to introduce himself. Of course, we believe that Timothy know him very well. But for some reason, he liked to talk about his life to these two sons, tell him that he is indeed very precious in the eyes of God. He talked about who he was. He was a sinner. He was saved. And he was sent by the Lord. Maybe let's read the Bible verses first, then we will come to this topic. Elisa, your voice is very good. Please read verse 12. Chapter 1, verse 12 to 17. Amen. So Paul really thanked God that God can use him. And he thought that the reason God used him is that he has faithfulness. 13. Elisa. Three iniquities he mentioned to himself. Blasphemers. You know, this is very, very deadly sin, huh? To me, huh? You can do anything and maybe receive forgiveness, but anyone who blasphemes the Holy Spirit have no forgiven, right? So I was the one. He said that he was the one who blasphemed God, persecuted men, insult people, right? So he dared to proclaim that he was sinners, yet he received mercy of God. Verse 14, continue. Wow, any worker, you check with any worker or anyone that who served the Lord, they can share with you that the grace of God is indeed abundant. And God enabled them to do this and that, to have faith and love. Continue reading. Homework number 4, from 1 Timothy to 2 Timothy, how many times and what is the content about when he say it is a faithful saying? 这话是可信的,十分可佩服的. How many times and what is the content? I think when he talk about it is a faithful saying, he refer to that indeed it is very important. No? Jesus Christ came to this world to save the sinner, no? And he called himself chief of sinners. 16. So he was the worst, yet he received the greatest blessings, right? Sometimes when it comes to praying for Holy Spirit, the naughtiest person, the naughtiest kid, was the first one to receive Holy Spirit. And people say, oh no, it is impossible. This kid is so evil, right? So evil. How can he receive Holy Spirit? And this is exactly what Paul says. I was a chief sinner, yet God chose me to show that, you know, an example. God's love is indeed great. God's patience indeed amazing. Verse 17, continue reading. Okay, so we read through it and explained about it. That's so I'd like to share with you the topic, who am I? Oh. Yeah, I'm a sinner. God saved me. God saved me. And God provides for me. Huh? How many people in the Bible ask this question, who am I? Anyone? Who asked this question to the Lord? When Moses was at the age of 40, he thought he knew who he was. He was a person who received great education. He was a person who was might in deeds and in speech. He believed that he has a very right concept. He believed that suffering for Christ is more precious than the iniquities in Egypt. To me, this is so amazing, right? Suffering for Christ is more precious than the pleasure in Egypt. This is so amazing, right? But yet at that time, even though he thought he knew himself, yet maybe he did not know. When he first came out, he killed people by his own power. God said, you are not ready, even though you may know who you are. After 40 years, God said, you can come out to serve. And Moses asked God, who am I? I'm nobody. After another 40 years, he was 80 already. Huh? He knew that, truly knew that he was simply a dust, nothing. Only at that time, when a person knew that he was nothing, he was qualified. Whenever you think you are something, maybe at that time, you are yet to be qualified. You are very young. Many times you think, oh, you know, my GPA is great, right? I'm a good athlete. I can do anything for the Lord. But maybe at that time, you will never ask God this question, who am I? Because you think you are somebody. But did Paul ever ask this question to the Lord? Paul asked two questions to the Lord. Who are you? First question. Second question, what can I do for you? But actually, when you read this chapter, he truly knew he was not qualified. He was a chief sinner. It is only if God enabled us, God counted us worthy, then it is possible that we can be used by the Lord. So let us review it again. So we just read it. He was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an iniquitous. He was a sinner. He can't his own error, his own sins. Let me ask you, how many of you will truly count your own mistakes, your own sin in the presence of God and presence of man? How many of you will do that? I did bad things on the internet. I had a bad temper. I have a strong desire that I cannot control myself. I sometimes cheat in my test. How many of you truly honest, I'm just giving an example, right? Truly honestly counting your own error in front of God as well as in front of men? You know, a lot of time we can only be humbled when we think about our shortcomings. A lot of time we are always elated or think we are somebody because we keep thinking about our own strong points. If you do that, really, maybe it is not ready for you to serve the Lord, right? Pastor Raymond just shared with us, killed Baal on the mountain. But what is the idol in your life? What is the idol in your life? Can you identify them before you kill them, right? Kill them is a very vague concept. This evening, Pastor tried to pinpoint to us, you should identify them one by one. In your prayer, maybe in front of people too. I don't know about you, but for me, I like to confess my sin to my wife. That's me. Why? I need to make sure that, you know, C can truly pray for me and C know my shortcoming and you know, we can grow together in the Lord. Do you have any friends that you can honestly share your shortcoming to and hope that that person do not laugh at you, do not look down on you? I don't believe my wife will look down on me. We are partners, we are good friends for a long time, and feel so comfortable to share. Yes, I, you know, don't look at my titles, don't look at me, how long I pray as a person. I also have my weaknesses. And to make sure that she pray for me, and you know, we confess with one for one another, and we grow together in the Lord. That's many great persons in the Bible did it. You all know that David in Psalm 51, right? After he do bad things with Bathsheba, and after Prophet Nathan confounded him, he wrote a Psalm 51 for the whole people to sing about his own iniquities. Really, only with that, do you know that David never mentioned his experience, his victorious experience when he killed Goliath? Any psalm that David wrote, talk about how glorious he had in the past when he killed Goliath. Any psalm? Talk about it. I cannot find it. Maybe you can find it, right? So when a person do not count his own glory, but count his own mistakes, truly, he can be a person after God's heart. Because in front of God, no matter how great you are, we are all not good enough in the eyes of God. Huh? Taiwanese says, huh? Anyway, don't worry about it when you don't understand. Or Chinese says, 五十步笑百步, right? 孤丘比不会 is Taiwanese, lah. Chinese is 五十步笑百步. A lot of time we think we are good, but actually, in front of God, we are nobody, right? I think I share this with you. In 1 year, NYTS, there was a guy from Queen's Church. I love this guy so much. He is so true, you know? He's like so genuine. He was from mainland China. And one day he said he wanted to testify. And then when he got up to testify, I remember what he said. He counting his own error according to 10 commandments. Commandment number one. Did I truly honor this one true God? No, I think I have idols, right? Did I call God's name in vain? He counted one by one. Even counted the seventh one, commit adultery, right? Of course, he said in his heart. Oh, he made some mistakes. Then I was sitting down over there, listening to him. I said, wow, this guy is true Israelites. He's like pour out his all his error in front of the congregations. And I'm thinking, hey, brother, maybe your future wife is sitting over there, right? And you are counting this in front of everybody, right? But guess what? He's married right now. Still serving zealously. And I don't know if his wife listened to him in that time. Maybe not, because anyway, I feel like so touched. Oh. I am a sinner. Not only that, he called himself chief sinners. Homework number five. Indeed, how evil was Paul before he was converted? How evil was he? Besides the 3 points, right? Can you find how evil he was from the book of Acts when he introduced himself? Even in the public, even in the court, look at the book of Acts. When he talked in front of king, in front of judges, he mentioned about that he was a sinner also. Can you imagine that? Try to find it out by yourself. Maybe another homework. How evil you think he was, and maybe another homework for yourself. How evil you are. What do you think? Are you evil? If anyone think you are sinless, you make God a liar. Let's turn to 1 John. First John chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. First John chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. First John chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. Paulina? Oh, to Paulina, right? Polina from San Diego. Oh, two Polina all from San Diego. Okay, Polina from San Jose. Chapter 1, verse 8. Verse 10. If you truly think you are not a sinner, you make God a liar and truth is not in you. You know, we live in this world, huh? 处在城中不沾城是不可能的啦, right? You are living in the dust. You are without dust. It is impossible. It is only like the sun. The sun did not shine into your heart. Let's say there's a three hole over here, right? Let's say the sun is over there, and sometimes three beings will shine in into the chapel. And in the beings, you can see all kinds of tiny, how do you call it, particles, right? They are all dust. We do not see that we are sinners because the sunlight, the shining, the light that shine from the Lord never truly shine into our hearts, right? But you know what? If you confess our own sin and truly, truly confess and counter them one by one, we'll make you an even stronger Christian. A stronger Christian. Huh? It is for sure. I saw this in my life. Huh? I share this with you because I was touched by this young man. This young man is always in my heart. Actually, I shouldn't call him young man. He got married already. He had a baby already, maybe two. Before he was not married, he has a job in San Diego. He belonged to Cano Car Park Church. I think either Wednesday night or Tuesday night, he would drive from San Diego to Irvine for Bible study. Every Friday night, right? He would drive long distance to Cano Car Park. It's very far. And then sleep in the church and take care of the church Friday night and Saturday for years. Sometimes the mother, who is not a believer, will come and complain to us, how come my son is like a crazy person? Like he did this, right? You know how many mileage he got with him with his cars? Like he was like a crazy person, always drive long distance to join Bible study, right? Or just for the services. You know, I keep wondering what can make a guy to do this in his life? One day he was testify, and maybe I'll share this with you. Then I know why. He said that before he got converted, I think, or maybe after he got converted, He believed in Jesus in college. He had a vision. In the vision, he saw a guy, young man, strong young man, keep hitting an old man, right? Keep hitting an old man to the ground. And in his dream or in his vision, he kept trying, don't do that. Don't hit my dear Jesus. Don't do that, right? But guess what? That young man continued like beating up Jesus Christ, that old man, to the ground. Then he realized what? That young man actually was himself. And he started to cry. Wow, I never imagined that. I beat up my Lord Jesus Christ like that. And then he realized that he was a chief sinner. From that moment on, you can see that his love toward Jesus Christ was so amazing, right? So amazing. So pray then. Do you think you are sinners? Paul said, in among the sinners, I'm the chief sinners, right? But really, thank God, he said, God save him. Chapter 1, verse 15, I'm reading from Chinese. Jesus Christ came down to this earth in order to save sinners. This is the faithful saying. 十分可佩服的, it is trustworthy saying. But Jesus Christ came down to save sinners. Chapter 2, verse 5. Jonathan Lee, would you please read chapter 2, verse 5? There's one God and one mediator, which is the one who came to this earth, which is Jesus Christ. So, to me, Jesus Christ came to this world is the greatest love. What is greatest love? 最大的爱是什么? What is greatest love to you? The Bible says, greatest love is nothing more than A person died for his friend. A person died for his friend. 最大的爱莫过于为朋友舍命，爱没有比这个更大的。 Jesus Christ came to this world to die for you, my friend. So we can see that his love is so great. Jewish people ask God, where do you love me? Show me. How come I never experienced your love? Where do you love me? How did God answer Jewish people? Let's turn to Malachi chapter 2. Malachi chapter 2. No, chapter, sorry. Chapter 1, verse 2. Malachi chapter 1, verse 2. Chapter 1, verse 2. Ellen Lin. Malachi chapter 1, verse 2. I'm sorry, who is reading? Who is reading? Raise your hand. Oh, Ellen Lin. Are you Ellen Lin? Sorry, you're Ellen, right? Can you guys hear me at the back? 听不太清楚是吧? You are Ellen. You are Ellen who? No, seriously. Are you Ellen Lin also? Your last name is also Lin? Ellen, 你的 last name 是 Lin 吗? Huh? Oh, really? Wow, sorry, I know you're Ellen, but I know your last name. So we have two Ellen Lin over here? Oh, sorry, it's my fault. It's my fault. My English is very bad. Aaron, Ellen, you're Ellen, Aaron. Okay, Ellen Lin, Ellen, Ellen. Because you read too little, I need someone to read louder. Sorry, Aaron. Ellen, please read. Where do you love us? I love you. And you say, where do you love us? The Lord said, is that I hate Isaac, Esau, and love Jacob? So, brethren, God love you by choosing you. Oh, this is indeed amazing. Choosing is a great love. Think about how many people in your city, and you are the one who got choose, right? Oh, so we should be very grateful. This is the greatest love. Oh. This greatest love come from the greatest suffering. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 6. Pei Lin Guo. Pei Lan, Guo Pei Lan. Is that here? Okay. Jacob Lau. Chapter 2, verse 6. He gave up himself as a ransom. Oh, what is a ransom? What is a ransom, Jacob? He paid his life to gain your life back, Isaac. I mean, not Isaac, sorry, Jacob. Oh. He paid his life. Oh. A lot of time in Holy Communion, we hurt too much than our heart is numb. But sometimes, really, when one day you try it, huh? Get up first thing in the morning, you meditate about Jesus Christ, I bet you will cry. You meditate how Jesus Christ died for you, I bet you will cry. Oh. So amazing. Huh? Physically, he was hanged between heaven and earth. Spiritually, he went down to Hades to die for us, right? So it was the greatest, greatest suffering. Through the histories, there is no greater pain than cross, really. To me, huh? There's no greater pain than kneeling on the cross. Any other kind of pain, nowadays, like no matter it is electric chairs, gunshot, maybe spear shooting, maybe people will die within 1 or 2 hours. But Jesus was hanging over there from 9 to 3, long time, between heaven and earth. So that in NYTS, not only you think about we are sinners, you should think about the love of Jesus Christ. The love of Jesus Christ can get you going. There was a brother whose last name is Brother Wu Ming Kai. I just listened to her testimony from YouTube. He testified in Mandarin. He was testifying how painful he has gone through the operation. He said that doctor need to take out something from some inner organs, and there's a tube went into from nose, and probably go to the wrong direction and got to do it over again. And when they do that, all the blood came out in front of him and feel so painful, right? He said that in the tube there's a knife going to take out some tissues from his organ, right? And he can feel the physical cutting from his organ, right? He was so painful. When he was in pain, he asked God, I'm very painful, please help me. And the voice tell him that you are going to be more painful. He said, Lord, I'm already so painful. How can I be more painful, right? So for some reason, doctors still do many, many things to him, and really indeed he feels so painful. Then I continue praying, right? Then the voice talked to him. Wu Ming Kai, are you more painful than me? 你有比我更痛吗? Are you more painful? So when you think about Jesus love us, this kind of love shall stay in your heart. Then we truly live a good life for our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what Paul says, huh? This is what Paul felt. He was a sinner and he was saved, right? Now only until one day you feel like you are saved, you truly have power to live for Jesus Christ. Otherwise, it's only theory. It's only like, oh yeah, I got to do this, I got to do that. It's only in your brain. You don't truly feel that much that a person will truly die and save for you. Save you, huh? One of the friend that I know, he became a deacon. I think I share this with you also. He became a deacon. Why he became a deacon? Because deep down he loved the Lord so much. Therefore, he was a deacon. How come deep down he loved the Lord so much? He truly experienced how the Lord saved him. Not only in Bible, the Lord saved him. He knew that the Lord saved him, saved his spiritual life. But physical life, he feel like the Lord loaned the life to him. The Lord loaned his life to him. What happened? Oh, he has accident. He almost died. Then God saved him physically. Later on, that kind of love is always with him. He got a chance to make a lot of money in the society, but later on he chose to be a professor in the university. Why? You want to be a teacher in the university? He said that, therefore, I have more time to serve the Lord. Why? Because he wants to repay God's love. He wants to give his life to the Lord to use it. So Paul has that kind of feeling. He saved me. Not only God saved him, God also sent him, right? Chapter 1, verse 12. 你们很累齁,来,大家起立, please stand up. Please stand up. Thank you. Can you stand up and listen? And notice that you're very tired. To be saved by the Lord is the greatest honor. Those who think you are not tired, please sit down. Okay. Thank you. Okay, everybody sit down, sit down. If I notice that everybody falls asleep, I will ask everybody to stand up. Is that fair to you? Is that okay? Hello? Is that okay? Hello? Please wake up. Sometimes you feel you are honored because you work in the White House, because you serve the greatest president, maybe, assuming. Sometimes you feel elated because you serve in, you work in Google. Yeah, Google, you know? Good company, right? Google, how many of you like to work in Google? You can bring your dog to work, you know that, right? Really, you can bring your baby to work. And the chef, right, 24/7. You got chef over there eating for free, Google. You don't know that? Yeah. A lot of time we feel like we are happy because we are in certain place, with certain company. But how many times you feel like you are so proud of that, you know, you are used by the Lord, you are employed by God. The Almighty use you. To me, this is the greatest honor. Let's turn to John chapter 12, verse 26. I love to read this verse because this verse always keeps me going. Whenever I'm down and frustrated, when I serve the Lord, this verse indeed keeps me going. Huh? John chapter 12, chapter 10, chapter 12, verse 26. If you can memorize the very last sentence, oh, that would be wonderful. Oh, very last sentence. Felicia Chen, would you please read? Verse 26. Wow. Anyone serve me, my Father will honor him. How many of you like to honor by the Lord? How many of you like, oh, I really want to be honored by the Lord? The Lord give me a plate, golden cups, a crown of righteousnesses. The Lord honor you. How many of you like that? Raise your hand. No one. A few of them. Only a few. Come on. It's even better than go to Harvard, right? Seriously, right? You are honored by the Lord. Anyone who serves me will honor by the Father. And Paul says that God sent him, even though he was a sinner. And he feels so happy that God sent him. You know what? When God sent a person, right? He did not say, oh, because this guy is so gifted. He's like a GPA 4.0. SAT score 2,400. Okay, so 2,400, right? Athletic, like Jeremy Lin, right? It is not like that, so the Lord sent you, right? The Lord always sent someone who is faithful. Can you imagine that? All you need to do is faithful. Faithful is not give, it's someone that have a heart, can be faithful. And when you are faithful, the Lord can truly give you strength to serve. That's how amazing the Lord is, right? We just read it. Let's read it again. 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, right? Chapter 1, verse 12. 因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。 He deemed me as faithful, therefore sent me to serve him. Sometimes I'm touched by some of your counselors in the past when I was helping the administration in NYTS. Some of the counselors really indeed did a great job to show their faithfulness. Yeah, one counselor really impressed me because, you know, we preachers, right? Sometimes we only give our lecture notes for people to edit at the very last minute. And we give them like 30, 40, 70 pages to edit, 40 pages to edit, right? So time is up. They got to edit like day and night. And after they do that, they come to the church, right? If you get up, they don't sleep well. And their mouth is all like sore, pour down. Sore. And then they continue to serve. When I look at those beloved brothers, I say, wow, amazing. Really show their great, not only love, great faithfulness. They really earn my heart. I say, wow. You know, if people You can earn people's heart. Very likely you can earn God's heart. If you cannot even earn people's heart, how can you earn God's heart? I don't know. Maybe God is more merciful. But if you truly can earn people's heart, I'm not as merciful as God, right? If you can earn my heart, be a faithful person, I think God can use us, use you mightily. And after Paul served the Lord, he think God give him strength. Verse 14, the grace of God is abundant, and God give me faith and give me love. To me, like I said, that's how I feel. Anybody, maybe you only have one talent, right? If God want to use you, just utilize your one talent. You don't need to compare with those one who have two talents or five talents. You have five talents, just use it to earn another five. You will be a good and faithful servant, right? Now the problem of member is what? The problem of member is always like to see the one with one talent to have five talents in return. So man, when man evaluate man is not, is very different from God. Oh, this guy is, you know, when he gives services, oh, many people love to listen, right? And this guy, oh, not as good, right? But we judge people by gift. God did not judge by that. And member requests you, not from the standard of God, but as a worker, take heart. Just do your best. The Lord will still count you faithful. And it will still use you. How many of you can imagine that Peter know Greek? Do you think Peter know Greek? Huh? Did Peter know Greek? Some people saying were saying, right, when 1 Peter and 2 Peter, they are written in a very beautiful Greek language. Sometimes think he's a fishman. He's like no education, right? But later on, how come he was given so much to serve the Lord? But when you think about Paul, the more he served, the more was taken away. What was taken away? At the beginning, Paul was a master. He had some followers. Later on, the followers was taken away, right? Maybe his eyesight was taken away. But that's good enough to serve the Lord, right? So really, God will serve according to what you have. All you need to do is faithfulness, not according to what you do not have. This is how wonderful to serve in the kingdom of God. So we got to count ourselves, we got to be try to be faithful in the Lord. John chapter 20, verse 21. Please stand up. I'm sorry. I know you're very tired. Please stand up again. I'm sorry, huh? Maybe stress out a little bit. Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, ma, are you ready? Please read John chapter 20. Paul knew that he was sent by the Lord. God sent me. Chapter 20, verse 22. Chapter 20, verse 22. 2022. Like, Jeffrey, would you please read? Yes. Verse 21. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Brethren, in the future, right, when you serve the Lord, if you know that you are sent, this is very important. If you know that you are sent, you truly have boldness. Oh, I am sent by the Heavenly Father. I have nothing to scare. Even if I go to Africa, I have nothing to scare because if God wants me to die, I will die over there. If God do not want me to die, even though I go through the most dangerous situation, I won't die because I was sent. The concept of sending is so critical. One day, if you want to serve full-time, you better have calling. My understanding in USA GA, most, I would say, maybe all the full-time workers, they have calling. When you have calling processes, right, not calling by men, but you know that you are called by God to serve, then you feel so confident. No matter how people criticize you, how people dislike you, you know, how bad you evaluate yourself, but you still come to that visions of that calling process. You know that I am sent. I do not come on my own. Therefore, so be it, right? No scare. Now, Paul was very confident. I'm a sinner. I'm saved, and I'm also sent. Today, I do not come into this class by my own. I do not go to Africa by my own. I firmly believe that when church sent me, it is God sent me. Well, this concept is very important. You got to get confident. One day, if God sent you, you should have confidence. No. If God is for you, nobody can be against you, right? But of course, I'm not talking about you should not be humble. Please sit down. But you should have a concept that you are sent. Oh. Now, like I said, EFT, you are sent. You are not come by your own, right? Then God will add it to you. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1. First Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. Verse 14. 长城, 全长, 全长. I will read it, but let's read again. Huh? Amen. The grace of the Lord is exceeding abundant. One day I heard from a worker, co-worker. Huh? His word really touched me. He said, man, as a co-worker, we are so lucky. I mean, as workers, we are so lucky, right? Not only we are sent, I mean, we are sinners, we are saved, and we are sent, right? The grace is always like so abundant in our life. How many of you feel like grace of God is so abundant in your life? Raise your hand. You feel like the grace of God is so abundant in your life? Okay, oh, thank God. Oh. In my life, oh, I truly have this kind of feeling, huh? Especially when you try to mind God's businesses in your life. Really, it's amazing. I think if we are together since you are in elementary, you know that I have very different life experiences. I purchased my car for $1, right? Many of you know that, right? $1 for a car, rental without expense, no need to pay rent later on, right? So many graces, so many grace. Even now, as I'm a preacher, I also experience a lot of things that I feel so thankful. I don't know what to do. Just talk about this. Maybe you are not interesting, or you feel like, this is Father's business. You know, this is, you guys never worry about financial issues. How many of you truly worry for your financial burden in your life? You don't. Because you're overprotected, right? You know, when I leave California, I have a house over there, right? And I just, on the process of selling a house, I just feel like, wow, how come? So easy, right? I mean, you know, about several, let's say, at the beginning of the year, the house market is still very low, right? But when we start to try to sell the house, even before we are fixing the house, some people already say they want to buy it. It is like, I say, wow. Well, this is all earthly stuff, right? This is all material stuff. But when you experience it, you say, wow, God's grace is so abundant, it's amazing. Sometimes I even envy those workers. Maybe they never experienced like a material abundance, right? But when I look at their life, I say, wow. They are so admirable. How many of you will admire a person without nothing, without anything in this life? But to me, when I observe some brothers and sisters or co-workers in True Jesus Church, and I look at them, you know, whole family live in a two-bedroom apartment, right? I mean, you look at them, they are really very simple. When brother and sister go to their house, they will come and, wow, in your house, I only need to make few turns, then I see everything, right? It's a very simple house. But the brother also come and, but I love to stay in your house so much. Your house is so special, so different, right? Because the bonding in the family, the love in the family, the love they show to the neighbors, they show to brothers and sisters. You can feel the love. You can feel the kindness of Jesus Christ in this family. And you start to say, wow, indeed, what Jesus says is very true, right? The abundance of life is not depends on how many material gain a person have. 人的生命不在乎家道丰富，那是真的。你看，我们的很多弟兄姐妹就是这样子。 Then, just like Paul, maybe you have nothing, right? But he said, the grace of God, it is so abundant. And God grant him faith, verse 14, 使我在耶稣基督里有信心和爱心。 Wow, even God will grant you faith on the processes of your serving. That's amazing. When you look at Paul's face or Peter's face, this is something I'm still yet trying to experience this. Let's turn to Acts chapter 3, verse 4. Jason Chow, please read. Okay, that's good enough. I always like to experience that. When Paul and Peter, right, place his eyes on him. His eyes, so powerful. Then he tells the Bible, say, fix the eyes on a person, right, as if they are able to see through their soul. That's so amazing. Whenever time I read this verse, 定睛看他, read another one. Let's read Acts. When Paul resurrect another cripple, say the same thing. Which chapter is that? And people try to worship them as God. Where is it? And I just saw it. Sorry. Anybody find it? Chapter 14, verse 9. Elvin Shea? Who is Elvin? Elvin Shea? Would you please read chapter 14, verse 9? Can you read out loud? Chapter 14, verse 9. Please read. You finish? You finish already? Okay. sorry. He heard Paul's sermon. Paul fixed his eyes on him and saw that he had faith and can be cured. Huh? A lot of time I try to imagine, what is this? I hope one day God can give me the same experience. Huh? You are able to see through that person indeed have faith. Huh? Actually, I shouldn't say I did not see it. I see it sometimes. Huh? When I was in Queen's Church, sometimes. Huh? It's okay. Can you turn it off, please? I was an interpreter in Queen's Church. Huh? And sometimes there comes truth seekers. And you know, for me to give a sermon, I dare not to look at the audience. But when I was interpreters, no problem. Interpreter do not need to use your brain, you know. So easy for me at that time, right? So I keep looking at everybody one by one when I do interpretation. But sometimes I see some truth seeker, huh, sitting at the edge of the pew and listen attentively, right? Really, so attentively, then I can deep down in my heart, I truly think of this guy, this girl, this lady, he or she will receive Holy Spirit later on. Every time, 很准哦, 每次都很准哦, every time it works, receive Holy Spirit. Really, I'm serious. Like, because you see that their eyes are so attentive, as if they are like what? They are like a sponge, sucking the water, right? As if they are sucking the water, every water, every word, they are sucking into their soul. I said, this guy will receive Holy Spirit. Indeed, he does. But I never yet saw a sick person, right? I said, look at me. You have faith, get up and walk. I never had that kind of experience yet. But a worker told me, he had different experiences. He went to a place, the dead person already lie down in the living room, put on the living room. Because Chinese culture, before we don't have funeral services, all the dead person will carry to the living room. And the pastor just go there and everybody offer a prayer, right? To comfort the people, right? But for some reason, that preacher talked to me directly, face to face. He says that for some reason, he just feel like this urge, to urge for him to cry out. Holding his hand, get up, so-and-so, get up, rise up. And indeed, he rise up. And he said, whoa, it's amazing. I don't know that. Don't know anything about it too, right? I mean, I think he has a great faith at that time. To me, when you serve the Lord, you know, even faith will be given to you. Even faith will be given to you. And love will be given to you. A lot of time, human love is very limited. But when in certain condition, God will just move your heart to show his grace. And people will be edified. So to me, not that we can do everything. Not that we can do anything. But even love and faith, according to Paul, was given by God. So brother, when I was a little kid, I tried to be smarter. I asked God, God, really, I don't know. According to my own nature, probably I cannot make it to heaven because I'm a very naughty boy, right? I love this world. But please help me to have faith. Help me to have love. Keep me to preserve me so that one day I can make it to the heavenly kingdom. Because I know one thing at that time. I learned one thing at that time. Everything that I have, it's not by my own. It's all given. For you to serve the Lord, it's all given. Even you can make it to heavenly kingdom, don't rely too much on yourself. Ask for God's protection. God keeps them bao shou ni. God keeps you all the way. Huh? Because you look at Paul, that's how he prayed. God grant him peace and God grant him love. You know, brother, we got to have more love when we serve the Lord. What is the first thing before Peter came out to serve the Lord? I mean, what did Jesus ask Peter before he came, truly came out to serve after Jesus, before Jesus departed him? What did Jesus ask Peter? Anyone? Do you love me, right? Why Jesus need to ask this question? You know, as a shepherd, as a worker of God, we without love, right? It is so easy to kill the sheep. Right? hungry, there's a sheep over there, right? Just kill them and eat them, right? But so that's why Jesus can ask him, do you love me? If you love me, feed my sheep. So anyone who truly wants to serve in the future, hopefully, through the process of your life, you truly experience that Jesus loves you. Not never experiences the love of Jesus. It's very difficult to have sympathy heart. When Walker came out at the very beginning, right, everybody was very, when we just graduated from TDP, we are so, we always stand on the righteous side of the Lord. You shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. You do this, you sin, right? You should not be sinners. We should be powerful in front of God. But the longer we serve, right, we are more tender. Oh, yeah, you do that, yeah? Oh, I'm sorry for you. But you know, we are all sinners, yeah? So please, try to get up and try to be strong. Like, if you pay attention, right? When I was helping NYTS, I was like a cannonball also. Cannonball, what do you mean by cannonball? I was like, oh, very, very, to me, I was very, the older a person is, the weaker, the more I realize I am also very weak, right? The other process is, I still experience that how God loved me and God gave me chance. And I know that if God give me chance, God will give you chance too. So before we serve the Lord, we shall have faith and we shall have love. What shall we do now? Let's pray in silence. Amen. So your homework. So tonight we talk about who am I, huh? Actually, Paul knew he was a sinner. He was saved. He was sent. And he was empowered to serve the Lord. And your homework is what? I forgot. Maybe you can't remember, huh? Sorry.